Hey everyone, so it is now, I believe, day 16 of Pacifier Wars. Not going so great today. It was going quite well. He's seeming to gone from dummy sucking to thumb sucking lately, I've actually noticed. A couple of times where he's, you know, clearly wants to suck something, he's actually just decided that his thumb will do just as good. So I guess that's all right. I don't really know a lot about the issues of thumb sucking, but I guess I'd rather he was sucking his thumb than a dummy. However, at the minute he has won. He doesn't tend to want the dummy as much now, apart from us. In the morning when he's thrown the dummy out and you can see it on the floor and can't reach it. That's the one time where he does want it. But, I mean, I've given it to him now mostly because, well, it would seem he's a little bit of a monkey. We currently have one of our sofas over because we've got a open plan living room and kitchen. We put the sofa so he can't go into the kitchen because don't really want him in the kitchen. There's lots of things going on, like hot water being boiled, food being made, sharp knives. I just don't want him to be in there. I've had a bad experience, and I know other mums have had bad experiences as well. So it's pretty much his one room we totally and utterly do not allow him to go into. But I mean, he can climb onto the sofa and he's happy to sit on the sofa to watch CBeebies. But today, because I've got the washing machine on going later than I usually do, he decided that he was interested in not just watching it, but he actually wanted to be up close to it. I took him out of the... because he was 8, he got himself through before I'd put the sofa back in its place. Took him out, he was screaming, he was really not happy, he tried everything to stop me. In the end I just sat him on the sofa and he was happy watching TV for a bit. Made myself a cup of tea and I thought he's been very quiet, because he was kind of grumping. And I turned around as I was pouring my milk into my tea and he got both legs over the sofa, back of the sofa. And was trying to get, he was sort of sideways as well, so I was like, oh God, if he drops like that, he'll bang his head. Because we got tiled flooring in our kitchen. And, oh, that just scared me to death. I literally just dropped the milk and just slid across the floor and caught him midair. But he did bump his hand on his foot slightly. Not damaged it at all. It was just a slight bump. So he was very upset, I got quite upset as well, feeling very bad that I know it was just for a few minutes that I was making a cup of tea for myself, but I just wasn't expecting it, so I've let him have the dummy, because he was really, really upset by it all, although I feel pretty damn upset, which is why I want a cup of tea. I did cry because I felt awful about it. So yeah, he's kind of won for now. But the dummy will be removed from him in about 15 minutes when it's dinner. When his dinner will be made, and then he'll happily eat his dinner. Touch wood if he eats it. Hopefully we'll also sort out his dinner-related problems. We've still got problems with that at the minute. Anyway, he seems to want my attention now, as he's decided that he wants to play with the TV instead. So I'm going to go now. Thanks for listening. Bye.